sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I'm kind of like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're told.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mama.
What?
One cup.
Wow.
I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag actor's life.
Time to play the game.
What's up, internet? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Actor's Life. That crazy song you can hear playing in the background is a very significant part of what today's podcast is all about. But it is, in fact, is it actually called The Game?
It's called The Game.
It's actually called The Game by Motorhead. It's Motorhead, isn't it?
That's correct.
It's also the entrance music to the man himself, Mr. Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Triple H, from the WWE. Look.
I'm sorry, but that was a very heavy song. I didn't expect that song.
I honestly didn't expect it either, but
that's good. That's what I wanted. I wanted a surprise.
It was very good.
It's relevant too. So
it is, because there's method to the madness, and we'll get to that in a second. But it's your boy Jesse coming at you on the 1-2. Welcome back to Hashtag Actors Life, coming at you live and pre-recorded from the James E. Borland B&B, home of Arc Productions. To my left is the M component.
MJ.
There he is. And
this is Chris.
Yeah, you heard his voice before, but that is Chris, in fact, the man himself. What's going on, boys?
Oh, you know.
You know? Bit of everything.
Yeah.
You guys had a bit of...
Caught us off guard there, didn't I?
Yeah. Wasn't prepared for a follow-up.
My sinuses. Anyway.
Yeah,
like,
look.
It's always the way, though, when you're asked, like, what's been happening? You know what I mean? Even if just so much has been happening in your life, which it has for all of us.
No, yeah. I mean, always.
You know what I mean? All it takes is one guy at work to be like, so what's been going on? And I'll be like, oh, nothing much.
Yeah,
like, no. That's a flat-out lie.
Just don't want to go into it. Like,
that's
and
it,
once
yeah.
you start, it's a... It's a whole rant.
Yeah, that's it. You really just don't want to go into it. It's a whole thing. Really.
And you give them the highlights, and then they start asking questions about those, and you're just like, oh, it's... I've been well.
Yeah. I don't have time for this.
Yeah, look, I've been better, but leave me alone. And don't ask me if I'm okay, because I'm clearly not.
My reaction is, I'm great. I'm always great. You know that. That's what I do.
There's a tear coming around.
Well, I'm a big believer in just confessing it. So just like, if I'm great, I'm great. That's it.
Yeah.
I got no choice. I feel like I'm great, so I am great.
Yeah, same. I don't think I've ever told anyone that I'm not great, or that I'm, you know what I mean?
Like, hey.
Generally because I am just great. But like, same. I don't, yeah. Even those days where you just, you know what I mean? You might be upset or angry about something. You just, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You just be like,
I'm great. Yeah.
But for any listeners who are actually wondering if we're okay now, we are okay.
we're not
hinting at something here. We actually are pretty great.
Guys, I have a knife stuck in me. I'm great.
Everything's fine. It's fine. We're all fine. Everything's fine. No, look, everything is fine. We are doing quite well. And I suppose that's a great way to lead into the week that was.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, them damn birds.
Them crickets.
Look, this is the week that was. And what was the week that was? Queensland won the State of Origin game one, 18 points to 14.
So that's another reason why we're great already, just because Queenslanders at heart.
Queenslander!
I'm sorry, but I had like no sort of like idea it was on.
Even the group message that came through and was like, "What are you doing tomorrow night for the State of Origin?"
Yeah, there was like, for me, there was no real advertising for it. I wasn't watching TV. I wasn't really informed. It was like, oh, it's just on. It's on TV. It's like, oh, look, it's State of Origin.
Yeah, but I feel like the only reason you know sports exists is because I enjoy sports.
There was a time I watched sports, but now I don't. I just happen to be there.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. And look, in all fairness, I don't have much interest in rugby league these days. So when the team like photos came out, I was like, I know three people in this team.
Yeah, I think because...
I mean, I lost it after Gordon Tallis retired. I was like, that's it.
No, after Lockie retired, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So for Chris, it's been... since 2007, and MJ's been like 2009 since either of you have actually followed any form of sport whatsoever. Pretty well, look, much. I mean, obviously, but these days I follow football, so I don't even really care about what really happens in the rugby league world. I'm
soccer for you guys playing at home.
Or yes, some people may refer to it as the S word, but
I feel like since living with you guys, though, like I did get a little bit more, not into it, but I did pay more attention to rugby league. If you guys recall.
Well, because of the
trying
origin.
To name all the 16 teams, that was
right,
a
right yeah.
of my life for a while.
Actually, that's a fun
was
one.
Quizzing people on if they can name the 16 teams.
And while we're here, Chris,
oh shit, you're gonna test me right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see if you can name the 16
I'm so
teams.
Not prepared for this.
You've got 65 seconds.
65. Okay, all right. Ready?
Australian Rugby League.
Wait, do I start now?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. Let me do a start. Stopwatch here.
Where's
go?
Apple?
Oh shit. Okay. Brisbane Broncos.
Yes.
Gold Coast Titans.
Yes.
North Queensland Cowboys.
Yes.
That's Queensland out. New Zealand Warriors. That's New Zealand out the way.
Correct.
Melbourne Storm. That's Melbourne out the way.
Yep.
Now it's all in New South Wales left.
Yep.
Sydney Roosters.
Yep.
Cool.
You got the Bulldogs.
Yep. Where are they from? That's okay. I'll let you off.
The Sharks. The yep. Cronulla Sharks.
Yep. That's right. From the show out.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, then you got the Panthers.
Yep.
The Tigers.
Yep.
That's the Cats.
Yep.
I did the Dogs.
Yep. There's a team out in Manly.
Knights.
Yep.
Newcastle Knights.
Yep.
Manly. It was Parramatta Eels.
Yep.
Manly is Sea. Birds. Seahawks. Sea Eagles.
Yep. Yep.
How many is that? That's gonna be all of them.
Well,
right?
I thought you were counting.
No, I lost count.
I should have done that.
Good yeah. like, job, MJ.
Well, that's your time there. Done. Yeah,
oh. That was pretty good. I think that was
that you did very well.
Okay.
I actually,
surprised myself.
I actually think you got them.
I think I
we weren't counting, but I'm pretty sure.
I probably lost one. We're going to go back and listen to it, and I realize I probably forgot one.
Potentially. Oh, no, you did. You did forget one.
I did?
You did. I think we got to 15 because I'm pretty sure you named all of them, but one's just popped into
what
my head.
It? What is it?
Well, it jumped into my head. It hopped into my head even.
A frog? What?
A rabbit's rabbit.
Yeah,
eyes.
The bunnies.
A rabbit.
The bunnies. South Sydney.
Yeah.
South That's Sydney right. bunnies. Anyway, right, we right, quickly right. turned into a rugby league podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know where that came from, but I mean that. Look, that is a fact. That is the part of the week that was is that Queensland won game one of the 2020 series, which was a different one this year. Because of COVID. Yeah, exactly right. They're playing all three games in 3 weeks. There's only the one selection as far as the teams are concerned because then I go back and play general club footy and then come back. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be an interesting series. And, yeah, anyway.
Speaking of Week of the Wars, it just happened today. Biden won.
Yeah.
We have Biden. I think you said Byron. I'm like, what does Byron have anything to do with this?
Well, I'm sure they're winning too, but Biden won.
Yeah. He did. Yeah. It's announced today. So it's announced
exciting.
Today.
It's, a lot of people are excited around the world. I'm sure some people aren't excited as well. Those
I must say, though, I'm a little like worried that it was 49 to 51. Like, that's still half
still
of America
very
that's
close.
Split.
Still close.
And I'm come on, America.
Yeah, but
on?
I mean, it also comes down to the people who turned up at the polls as well.
That's
and, like,
true.
Those votes that were actually counted and the ones that were missed because of all the postal things that were happening. Like, you just, I don't know. It's one of those ones that you kind of just go.
But it's a win.
It's exactly win. Right. It's a win. It's a win. And you look, Trump played to the whistle. All credit to him. Because he was like, I'm not out until I'm out.
Yeah. Well,
he's like, okay,
even now
dude.
He's taking it to court. He
yeah.
wants to take
yeah,
it to
well,
court.
It's gonna. They're gonna.
Well,
fight
he's still
sure.
present until the 20th of January, so you know he might do
that's
something.
That's where the swearing.
Yeah, that's where the inauguration is.
Shit. Well, you could still blow us all up before that.
Yeah,
so
China's
still,
right.
That's a good point.
As long as he's still got the key to those nukes.
That's a good point. I'm just looking forward to my like social media feeds to have less anything to do with politics because the past, hey,
it's been a day.
Yeah. No, but like,
well, like 4 days.
even like leading into this, yeah, there has been so much like talking about how it needs to change and whatever else. And which is fine. It's great. But like, I'm like, okay, now can we just go back to like,
COVID?
Yeah. Just navigating past like, the pandemic and getting,
but
like,
your feed is
forward.
Mostly like hot chicks working out.
Well, yeah. And now there'll be less American flags on them all. They can just go back to bikinis.
That's Jesse's feed, guys.
No, well, okay. Anyway, yeah, moving on. No, it's also got a lot to do with football. There's lots of Liverpool things that go on, and
Liverpool
all and of our great friends and how we support one another in creative industry and food and everything. Okay, I'm digging myself a hole.
Yeah, keep digging.
I'm digging myself a hole. But Chris has actually got something really exciting for us today.
I do. So, I mean, you guys heard the song at the start, The Game by Motorhead, which is also a reference to the game Triple H, professional wrestler. The reason for that song is because I want to play a game.
Is that so, Chris?
Yeah.
Very exciting. Everyone's keen for the game.
Oh, settle down, everyone. Look, I know you're all excited. MJ and Jesse actually have no idea what this game is. So I
just have no idea in general.
I thought of this.
I didn't know we had that. So.
Oh, did you?
And I don't know anything. So.
You had it here first. But yeah, no. Look, so full disclosure, I stole the idea for this game from another podcast.
You got to credit them.
Hamish and Andy.
Hamish and Andy.
They're
driving us home.
They also
Jesse, you plug it in or what?
Look. It's up to Chris now.
Look, Hamish and Andy. Look, they had a segment where people call in with their special skills, and because of that, they made a game on a whim. So they didn't even be able to. They didn't even really create this game with a lot of thought. They kind of just created it on the spot.
Yep.
So I kind of took the idea and thought a little bit about it as well, and thought how we can incorporate it here and what we can do with it. So
have you adapted like a segment of theirs and turned it into a game, or is this actually a game that they've started accidentally?
No, it's not an ongoing thing. So that was just a one-off.
Okay.
But I thought for us, this could maybe be something that
we continue on
or different variations of it.
Right. And we put it in a box and we start selling it and we plug it every podcast.
Potentially.
Interesting. I'm writing this down.
No, sorry.
So that's $300 we're going to sell it for?
That's US money.
Yes.
So basically, look, the guy who called up Hamish Nanny with a special skill, his special skill was that he could recognize actors' voices on TV without looking at the TV.
Interesting.
He could hear it and go, oh, that's Tom Hanks.
So and so.
We do that naturally. We're like, hey, we've heard that voice before.
Exactly. So that's what I thought, right? Yeah. This whole time I'm listening going, well, hang on. That's what the three of us do all the fucking time.
Yeah. We just call that Tuesday.
Exactly. And in particular, I think with a lot of animations and cartoons, you guys in particular, you guys are better at than me at this. You guys are able to pick out actors' voices, like the voice actors playing those people. So you're not even seeing the actor's face. You're literally just hearing their voices and going, oh, that's so-and-so. And I go, oh,
well, sometimes I know the face. I just can't. Sometimes the name's like, oh.
Sometimes you have
they also do this, but I just forget the name.
Well, that's another variation of the game I was thinking we could get into another time as well.
It's that guy who did that thing. You know, the one with the thing with the one with, you know how when they said,
it was the heist film. The guy with the face.
It was the heist film, and they stole that one thing that one time, and they got in the car, and they drove off, and he was also in that other movie when he fell in love with that other girl.
That guy!
Yeah!
Lisa Kudrow.
Willem Dafoe. I used to have a Willem Dafoe that lived under my bed. He's doing. You asleep?
No. I still find it interesting that his name's Willem Dafoe and not William Dafoe.
I believe it's Welsh.
You never just see a guy named Willem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not the only one.
But it's fun to say.
I've never met another Willem. You've ever met another Willem? Willem. It's fun to say.
Willem. Yeah. Willem.
Willem.
Anyway, back to the game. So,
is any of the answers Willem Dafoe? Is any of the answers Willem Dafoe?
No. So basically, you guys will be playing this game and I'll be hosting it today because obviously I had to
set it up.
Yeah, to set up the game. And not only that, it's like I said, you guys are better at this kind of thing than me generally.
Is that why you're driving the game?
That's why I'm driving the game today.
Now I'm driving the bus.
Okay.
So here's what's going to happen. I have 10 audio recordings of actors.
Wow.
That you guys will need to guess who that voice belongs to.
Yep. Okay.
So there's two ways we can go about this, gents.
Okay.
And I thought maybe I'd leave it up to you guys on the choice here. Basically, I can play the recording, and you guys, if you think you know it, you say that person's name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
However, if you get it wrong, you will
be executed.
I will kill you on the spot.
So the other person gets a point if you get it wrong?
No, you just lose a point.
Lose a point?
Yeah. So you get a point if you get it right, but you will lose a point if you get it wrong.
Okay.
So this is just to save you from going, oh, this person.
Right. So I feel like we should start with points then. So should we start with five points?
Because you can just go into negatives, I figured.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel like we should start with... Okay, fair enough. Zero. No, we'll start with zero. No, it's great.
Zero is a nice way to create it.
Okay.
Or the second option is...
Buzzer system.
You listen to the whole recording and don't say anything, and then you both write a name down.
Let's just do like call it out.
You're going to call it out? Yeah. Okay. That's all right.
Should we work out a buzzer though? I think we should buzz in rather than just be like, it's blah! Like we're one of us will go, and you can pause the recording. And then I'll say the thing, or MJ will say the thing.
Okay, all right.
And then you go yes or no. And then if that's the case, then you start again. And then we either we'll lose a point clearly if we get it wrong. But then we'll go from there.
All right, we'll just call our names.
That's do that. Yeah. Are you cool? Call
your,
our names.
Your name is the buzzer.
No, I think we should have like fun noises. I'll be a Tusken Raider.
All right, give us your Tusken Raider. That's pretty good.
You just see.
Are you going to be able to do that at speed?
It's like. I can't take it. No, I don't know what to do. I'll just go, bah. I don't know what to do.
What?
It's a little lamb.
A little man. Bah. I'll go, ma mama.
Ma mama, yeah. Okay, ma mama. That's ma yours. Mama. Yours is ma mama, and mine's a Tusken Raider.
Okay.
So I'll get our names up on like a little drawing pad here so we can keep track
score.
Of
yes,
the
please.
Score.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because so, not like our rugby league count.
We live and we learn.
We should have had a backing track to this at the same time. We should have planned ahead. Anyway, for future games, we'll have a backing track.
Yeah. So basically, each recording I've got will go for about 45 seconds or so. So obviously, if you think you know it before then, feel free to buzz in.
Right.
Yep.
But like I said, just beware if you do buzz in and you get it wrong. Then
points deducted.
You're going to lose a point.
Yeah. Sure. Points deducted.
Yeah.
Copy. 10-4 rubber ducky.
Yeah. The other thing is, I don't have a prize for the winner. This has only just occurred to me just now, and I probably should have.
What's my motivation then?
I was going to say we could bring back Mike Goldman, but at the end of the day, you're not part of the actual competition, so look, it's a little unfair because you don't have a chance to actually defend your title. It's like you've had to relinquish a title through injury, and then we've come through as number one contenders.
I'm happy to put the gold man up.
You're happy to put Mike Goldman up?
As a prize.
Mike Goldman.
Yeah. Look, I've held the title for a record number of days. I'm the longest reigning champion at this point.
Mainly because we forgot about it.
You're not a fighting champion.
I am the longest reigning champion.
But you're not
time.
A fighting champion. You are essentially Brock Lesnar.
I am the undisputed.
You're the first person, and we just forgot about it.
I am the reigning.
The undisputed. The reigning. Defending.
For anyone who's unsure of what we're talking about, we started some competitions a while ago, and the prize we have for winning these competitions is a little gold Lego man.
Yeah, a little mini
figure.
Pure
gold Lego man. He is beautiful.
Stunning. His name is Mike Goldman.
Yes, in ode to one of our...
Dear friends, Mike Goldman.
Very creative, guys.
If you've got any better names, we're willing to hear it.
Silverman?
But no, look, okay, look, I will put up Mike Goldman as a prize for each of you. So that's what's on the line.
That's
here,
a high stake.
It's high stakes.
It is a high stake.
The winner is going to walk away today with a little gold Lego man.
And we know it's not you, 100%. You will not be taking...
Right. You know, I'm already happy.
I'm excited. He needs to be stripped.
I'm going to regret this. I know it.
That's okay. It just means that we're going to have to do more challenge videos.
We'll do more. Okay, so are you guys ready for your first recording?
No, I said, are you ready? That was an ode of Triple H.
It was indeed.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Here's ready with the first recording. Jesse, is the levels turned up for this one?
No, it's not.
No? Okay, you ready?
Here we go. Yep. How loud is this?
That's so nice, because I don't know about you, but I like Star Wars.
Jesse has chimed in.
Oh, I think I jumped the gun.
Quickly.
I jumped the gun on that one. Nah, I'll take a point off.
Give us a guess. If you're going to take a point off, you might as well try and fail.
Chris Evans.
Oh, he got it. He got it.
Can we hear the rest of that?
You can hear the rest of it. Yeah, yeah. Here we
fuck
go.
That was.
And I had certain characters that just meant the world to me. And
now it's clear. Yeah.
You know, we live in a much different time now. You know, back when I was young, celebrity was far away.
Right. Crazy, right?
Yeah. I was expecting an animation, but like it's an interview for. Okay.
A bit of warning. These are
great warning, by the way. Sorry. After the first question.
we're still figuring out the game.
Yeah. Part of me didn't want to show you if it was animations or not. So basically, these are just.
That's a good one, Jesse, and a good save.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is a mixture of interviews and just speeches.
Like okay, so nothing from people's actual lives. Work?
No.
Okay.
I figured because if it's their actual work, they may be putting on character or something. Yeah.
That's even better. Anyway.
So, yeah.
That's the next level.
It can be next level, yeah. So we'll start off with
that
real
other
voices.
Guy in Mandalorian 2. We didn't realize.
John Leguizamo?
Anyway.
No, look, I recognize the voice instantly, but I couldn't put my finger on who it was. And then... he said Star Wars, and then I was like, now I don't know. Is it someone's in Star Wars? But then,
Okay. You almost shot yourself in the foot. Well, look, I'm glad you took
it. Then I was playing it back in my head, and I was like, no, that's Chris.
I'm impressed.
Yeah,
that
was
one I definitely thought you guys would get, though, obviously because we're all big Marvel fans. We hear Chris Evans' voice a lot.
He's got a distinct voice, too, I feel.
He does have a distinct voice. And that's something, look, through making this challenge today, I've gone and found all these voices and decided which actors to have. And what I've realized is that they all have distinct voices.
Well, that's part of why they're stars.
Yeah, essentially.
Because they stand out.
If one of them's Morgan Freeman, then you're pretty much an
idiot. Right? It's like, there's certain actors where I go, it's too easy for them. They'll just get it straight away. Yeah.
Like a Twinkie.
Okay,
like
are you guys ready? Are you guys ready for your second challenge?
Oh, am I what?
Okay, let's do it. Here we go. Ready?
You get to do it in the most together way I've ever been made to feel. And, you know, my family's great.
Wow. Okay. Wow, if you get this, I don't know. I'm going to be very
It's Kristen
impressed.
Stewart.
Holy
fuck.
Shit.
Fuck. Really?
Wow.
Kristen Stewart? How do you know her voice?
She's got a boring voice.
Let's listen a bit more.
Wow.
Not diminishing whatever, but I've just felt closer to people, bridging those gaps through.
Because she hardly says anything in
through
Twilight.
Making movies.
So I was like.
That I've.
Is that from her Actors on Actors, which
I
had?
Yeah,
oh, that's
why. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Right.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's very good. I saw a little bit of it making this, and I was like, I'll have to watch that later because they're both pretty awkward.
Right.
It's really interesting.
But you also saw the interview, so that's also a one up for you. So.
Oh, not necessarily. It's still a voice.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, because I was listening to her speak through that whole thing, and then when I heard more of the conversation, I was like, I feel like I've heard this conversation before as well.
No, it was good. I didn't pick it. I was like... Oh. Okay.
A woman?
She's a woman. All right.
Touch her a snake.
Okay, I'm very impressed, Jesse, so far. Okay, here we go. Ready, number three.
Yes, but like there's this great documentary out now on Netflix called Jim and Andy, and it's Andy Kaufman. Or it's Jim Carrey when he was playing Andy Kaufman. And it's an interview, you know, recently with Jim, but it's also footage from 20 years ago when he was doing the movie, and he goes so far into Andy Kaufman and his alter ego, Tony Clifton, that Jim disappears. And like Milos Forman, you know, one of the greatest directors ever, who did Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus, is like cowed, you know, by like this Tony Clifton character who's like, you know, really gruff kind of lounge singer type. And it's like, you can-
My mama. I don't know. I've probably been probably wrong, but is it Michael Douglas?
Ooh, no.
Oh, okay.
That's a point off MJ, I'm sorry.
All right.
I've heard this conversation before.
Have you really?
This is on Kimmel, yeah? Or Fallon?
No, it's not actually, no.
You can't ask questions.
They may be talking about it on Kimmel or Fallon as well, but
right.
But no, it's not this one in particular.
I feel like I've heard this interview before.
You can take another stab, MJ, if you want as well. Like I said, you just risk points, but you go for gold if you want to
guess. Yeah, look, to be honest, through that whole thing, I was like, I don't know. But it sounds very familiar.
I feel like it's one of those ones where as soon as I say the name or one of you get the name, you're going to be like, fuck, of course.
I don't know.
Do you want to hear a little bit again, just the same side.
I'm happy to hear a little bit more.
A little bit more? Okay, I'll play the start just a little bit more.
Yes, but like there's this great documentary out now on Netflix called Jim and Andy, and it's Andy Kaufman. Or it's Jim Carrey when he was playing Andy Kaufman. And it's an interview, you know, recently with Jim, but it's also footage from 20 years ago when he was doing the movie. And he goes so far into Andy Kaufman and his alter ego, Tony Clifton, that Jim disappears. And like...
Thoughts?
Hmm.
I could see Jesse's going into like a deep, like,
he's meditating,
like a Jedi trance. He's trying to get this. MJ almost looks like he's given up. He's just like, I got no idea.
I admit defeat when I see it, hear it.
Look, I think at the end of it all, I think I'm going to have to take a pass on it. But I feel like I know who it is at the same time. So I don't know. Anyway. Do we just leave it at that?
I don't know.
We've never encountered this before on the game.
We're making this up as we go along.
Take a swing.
You just want me to lose points.
Well, you're 2-8. You're 3-8. You're 3 ahead of me.
So. You've got points to spare. I want to learn things too. See if you can get it. Here's a clue. It's not Michael Douglas.
Okay.
Look, if you don't want to take the risk, you don't have to. Or if you want to take another guess, yeah. Hey, you're already losing, so what do you got to lose?
That's a good point.
Who is he talking to about?
Okay, so that's another thing that might throw you off, and I purposely did that, because he's talking about Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I knew that.
Playing Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Right? So I thought, because maybe that name was in your head, you guys might go think along those lines, whereas...
Okay, I have a name in my head, but I don't want to say it, because it's already minus a point. But...
Well... Jesse's got nothing. So.
Well, Jesse's got a name. He just won't say it.
No, I don't really have a name. I feel like who this is, but I don't.
No, I don't think
like
about
I can't thing. Put my finger on it.
Anyway, okay, I pass. Well, give up. Anyway, Jesse's pass. As well?
Yeah, I think we can just straight up pass on this one.
Okay. Do you want me to reveal it to you now?
It's not better. Be the
look, you can either reveal it or you can save this same recording for another time we play this game. So this is up to you, Mr. Gamekeeper.
Ooh. No, I'll let you in on it this time. And if we do this again, we'll right. Two different ones. It's Mr. James Franco.
Oh.
Okay.
Have another listen.
I was way off where I was going with that.
Yes, but like there's this great documentary out now on Netflix called Jim and Andy, and it's Andy Kaufman.
Look, I can hear hints of that.
It's Jim Carrey when he was playing Andy Kaufman, and it's an interview, you know, look, recently know. With.
I reckon he was out the night before he went into this interview because it sounds like he's got that like day after like. Alcohol smokers like voice.
It's definitely right. Tweaked a little bit differently.
Because I was because at the same time I don't know his name, but the guy who does a bunch of those motivational like speaking stuff. Yeah. Do you know the dude who's always in the gym?
Yeah.
And he's like
I forget his name. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He ended up actually dying trying to like do a motivational video. He got hit by a train.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rough times.
Anyway, moving on.
But yeah, so that's what I had his voice. Yeah, like, I thought so. He's in my head, but I know.
Is
it
that
wasn't
what you were
him.
Thinking as well?
No, I don't want to say anything because it could be like the next video. I don't know.
I
whatever.
Doubt it.
Anyway. Well, anyway. Look. Anyway,
let's keep going.
Okay. All right.
That was good. That was good.
So that was round three. Is no points awarded to anyone?
That was good. That's good.
So next one. Here we go. Round four.
She's just stinking cute. Yeah, she's so cute.
Yeah.
She came out like ready for a photo shoot. She was just like this. Just perfect. I remember when we were in the recovery room, you know, afterwards, and this nurse.
Emily Blunt.
Oh, he's got it. He's got it. Wow.
Fair enough.
Good work.
I know that, but it was so familiar. It's like, oh.
So when she said room, I was like, room. Yeah, that's her.
So you said another word at the start there too that was like that solidified a British accent. Right, I was like, I thought that would be a giveaway. Look, okay,
Jesse, you're winning
good work.
So
good work.
You're pretty much the next point win now, so.
Well, look, we'll go to the end anyway. We'll take this right to the end.
Yeah, see what happens. You never know. I could fucking plummet.
Please
this
do.
This is true. Yeah.
I could slip.
All the rest are Willem Dafoe.
Because the difference is, with this game, is that.
You lose points.
Exactly. So you're still in it, mate, till the end.
Let's do it.
All right. Ready? Round five.
Fight.
It can make you feel things viscerally. How is it that you walk out of the movie theater and you're shocked that you're walking down the street in Manhattan and you're not in the Sahara Desert or something? I just wondered how it was done. So I thought, well, I'm going to try out for being an actor. So I looked on the yellow pages in the Manhattan phone book and I saw something that said Actors Repertory Theater. I called up and I said, what are you guys doing? What's the play? And they said, there is no play, but you can come back and you can go to class. That's how I started. I like storytelling in the movies. That's my main attraction to working in the movies. You know, I'm looking for stories that I want to see in the movie theater, even if I don't end up being in.
Wow. It's a great story. I was very fascinated. I was actually the story more than the actual voice.
Look, I actually thought that would be an easy one for you guys, and I thought you guys might have jumped in on that straight away.
Shameful right now. Jeez. I was more fascinated by the story. I was like, oh, tell me more.
Fascinating man. Fascinating.
It sounds very familiar, but I said yeah. That with everyone else.
So you've talked me through what's going through your mind here. So
at first I thought it was like Matthew McConaughey, but it's definitely doesn't have that southern twang.
No, that's definitely not Matt.
It had that. So, soothing.
Remember, if you're going to guess here, buzz in first.
It's a soothing fucking voice.
It is a very soothing voice. Yes, yeah. Definitely. It could put you to sleep for sure in a good way.
Yeah. This person is a proper thespian.
He's a theater. It's definitely a theater voice. He's done some theater.
Let me have it again, sir.
You may. I'll play a little bit for you again. Okay, here we go.
It can make you feel things viscerally. How is it that you walk out of the movie theater and you're shocked that you're walking down the street in Manhattan and you're not in the Sahara Desert or something? I just wondered how it was done. So I thought, well, I'm going to try out for being an actor. So I looked on the yellow pages in the Manhattan phone book and I saw something that said Actors Repertory Theater. I called up and I said, what are you guys doing? What's the play? And they said, there is no play, but you can come back and you can go to class. That's
He's chiming in. He's chiming in. He thinks he's got it.
It's your mate Viggo.
Yes. Oh, Viggo Mortensen right there.
Yeah, good. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Really?
I'm not a big Viggo, you know, fan, I guess.
Oh, well, there you go. What?
I like some of his work, but not he's Viggo.
Well, he's one of those actors, like I said, he hasn't done a lot of things.
Yeah.
But the stuff he does do is a big deal, essentially, and is you know, so he's more known for limited work, I guess, as opposed to
So those playing at home who don't know him, he plays Aragorn?
Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. He's also in The Green Book, which was last year or before.
It was like 2 years ago now.
Brilliant film.
So
won Best Picture.
Yes, correct. Appaloosa, sorry, is another big one of his. Jesse, what was your thought process? How did you come to that?
I definitely recognize the voice, but I just couldn't put my finger on who it was. And it's just as it went on, like I started to then like pick up parts of his interview with that table read, Josh Gad did recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's Viggo. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I got one more here for you guys because we're going to have to wrap this up right now. So this is the final round and we'll see how we go.
Not play the gorgeous girl. I came from the world of beauty pageants and modeling, and right away when people heard that, I got discounted as an actor. So I had the job of trying to eliminate that part of my persona. Well, actually, I went into beauty pageants because my boyfriend at the time entered me. He wanted a beauty pageant girlfriend. I got this letter in the mail saying, you are a finalist in the Miss Teen Ohio, and I thought, what is this? And then he told me, oh, by the way, I sent your prom picture in, and now you have to go. So I took my prom dress, I went to this contest, and I ended up winning. And once you start winning these things, it's like a snowball. Then you have to go to the next one. Then if you win there, you go to the next one. And I kept winning all the way till the Miss USA pageant, where I did not win. I was first runner-up. Yeah.
Is it... sorry.
Go on in. Hey, it's last round.
Last round.
What do you got to lose?
My. Is it Halle Berry?
It is indeed.
Wow. Well done. Well done.
Finally. Last one.
He's back to zero.
Evened out, baby. Evened out. There's one voice I definitely know. It's Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Very good. Hey, that was fun. That I was really fun. Enjoyed
I
that.
I enjoyed
really
that. Okay,
let's right, let's look, bring that back.
Okay, cool. Well, look, I do have more. I do have more, so maybe we'll save that one for,
back,
for
yeah,
a next podcast or a future podcast. We'll do another round of that and maybe tweak it a little bit. We'll see how we go.
Amazing.
Excellent. Well, look, Jesse, you are the new holder of...
Yes!
Mike's yes! Gold man.
Yes! Oh, it's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up.
How do we mute him? How do we mute him? Where's the
mute
button?
Don't touch the button.
I'm just happy I got Halle Berry, so, you know, I'm happy.
You did. You did get Halle Berry. I'm very, I'm impressed. That's good. Well done.
Well, look,
I couldn't quite pick that one. That was well done. Good.
We hope you guys enjoyed listening to that as well. I'm sure you guys are playing along at home. I know when I was listening to Hamid and Shenandi, I was enjoying myself because I was guessing like as it goes along too. So I hope hopefully people who were listening to us were also kind of guessing.
We're chiming in.
They probably just already knew everyone.
Exactly, yeah.
We're the dumbasses.
Yeah, well, that's
the thing. Will definitely bring it back in the future, for sure. But that's all the time we have for today.
It is. So I guess we need to bring back Motorhead for the end credits scene here in the on the hashtag Actors Life couch. The old hashtag Howl couch. Is what it is. If you guys have any questions, make sure you hashtag ask Hal. But anyway, we're back in the Thunderdome. And welcome to your end credits scene. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for joining us. Do we have anything to plug this week? I don't believe we do have anything to plug. No, fantastic. Look, I am the winner. I am the holder and new champion of the Mike Goldman. So shout out to Mike Goldman. Thanks for sponsoring this podcast. He's not sponsoring this podcast. We should probably completely disclose that.
One thing we do have to plug is Ark still. I guess everyone who hasn't seen our videos, hop onto Ark Productions on Instagram and Facebook and go watch our films.
100%. Go and check out arcproductions.aus on all social media platforms to check out our films and everything else exciting coming out of this. Obviously, follow us at hashtag.actors.life for all the latest and the greatest from the hashtag Actors Life podcast. Our personal social media platforms at Jesse Dingo for myself, at Martin J.S. Reyes for MJ, or Martin if you know him in that way, or at Chris_Charterboat for Christoph Watts or Christopher Charterboat. Charterboat? Charterist. Anyway, until next week, from all of us here at hashtag Actors Life, the James C. Ballman B&B and Ark Productions, we salute you. Thank you. Mad love. Stay well.
Eric.